feel she was Jewish? What was Jewish for her?
To the extent that she could answer lots of questions.
Okay.
To the extent that she knew interesting historical and all kinds of little civic and historical and social things that not everybody, not even all Jews know.
Correct. She was very learned.
And that was because she was a very cultured person who went beneath the surface in many things. It was never a source of concern and never a source of discomfort. On the contrary, I could ask her all kinds of things that only a cultured Jewish person would know.
Okay.
Even though she was never a professional Jew.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. And of course, you were a young boy at the time, but still. Do you feel that after your father married your mother, it somehow set him apart from many people of his social circle or from his many people, of his family members?
That's hard to say because this way I have to shift gears and put myself into my persona that I occupied before they were married.
Right.
If there was some cultural split or flaw or point of departure, it was there before he married her.
Hmm. Interesting. That early?
Yeah. He very much shared his own father's very strong opposition to anti-Semitism.
Of course. Of course.
And that was close to Jewish culture in many ways. Not typical for a young Russian.
Well, here's the thing. I also have argued that actually your father had developed an interest in Jewish things and even in Judaic philosophy before he met your mother.
No.
I feel the same, except it's hard to prove.
I can substantiate that very much.
And because, in fact, I think some of the early writings before your mother already suggest a certain interest. Now, tell me, is it true or not that some family members disapproved, and some of them pretty strenuously?
I know he had Jewish friends at the Tenish school.
Correct. Sergei Rozov, Samuel Rozov, first and foremost, yes.
And others. But among the best boys in the school, the brightest. I don't think it bothered my father in the least degree, the fact that his friends were Jewish and he was not.
What about his family, his sisters, his brother?
No, in any large, traditional Russian family with all kinds of roots and all kinds of outskirts, there are bound to be some people who are prejudiced, always. I don't have any specific knowledge of any incident of any attitude.
My question is,
I don't even feel that it's...
When do you feel your father stopped being a participant in organized Christianity?
When did he stop being...
Participating in organized Christianity.
I can only tell you as much as I know.
Of course. Well, what else can it be?
Organized participation. For my grandfather, it was pretty much a question of the more superficial aspects, of always going to the big holidays, at Easter and Christmas, enjoying the wonderful services in Russia, and participating in the festivities, and very much when the children were younger, very much for the children. And it was not because of any kind of profound religious fanaticism at all.
Okay.
I know that, for example, well, one typical superficial thing, if you want to call it that, is that the youngest brother was the one who said grace before the meals.
Okay.
Always.
Well, did your father ever go to church after he and your mother were married?
He might have come when Ivan got married, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, but that's different. I'm interested in knowing whether your parents ever talked to you about religion.
We never had that problem, and neither did I. For example, just off the track, but as an example.
Sure.
It's very common in America for young singers who are studying, even sometimes fairly early in their studies, to sing in a church choir.
Okay.
singing in a small choir in a good church with a good director is a very useful musical education.
Okay.
You have to learn sometimes complicated music fast and perform it in front of musical and knowledgeable people. I sang on Fridays and I think on Saturdays, I think twice a week, at a wonderful Reform Synagogue?
Where was it?
In Boston.
Was it on Beacon Street in Brookline?
I think maybe, yes.
With a big dome?
Yeah, I think it's too much.
Well, because there's one very beautiful one, actually.
It was, I know, one of the best.
And it has a very strong musical program, because today, yes, some members of the BSO play there.
I know that. And we sang stuff like some of the most difficult and modern religious music by Bloch, another modern composer. And we had very little time to learn it.
Well, that's interesting.
We had to be very good musicians, besides being good singers.
Right.
Be able to, ready to look at it and practically memorize it.
Right.
And read, of course, music.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
So, yes. It was never much of a problem, because these were Jews, but they were Jews who had grown up within a cultured atmosphere.
Right.
Therefore, the various trimmings of liturgy and so forth, they become more or less absorbed by a child, I think. I know my mother knew a lot of these things. She knew much more than I, of course. But I could ask her certain details, meanings of certain words, meanings of certain symbols.
How was her Hebrew?
Hmm?
How was your mother's Hebrew? Do you think she remembered much Hebrew?
How was she what?
Hebrew. Her knowledge of Hebrew.
Her Hebrew. It was surprising how many things she could answer without really. She was never a Hebrew speaker.
Right.
But she was so bright linguistically, and she knew so many other things about other languages, or specifically other languages.
Right.
That she was often able to give surprisingly accurate answers.
I read it, and I think you know the letter I'm talking about. So, in other words, it gave me the sense that it was important for your mother that you understand that she's Jewish and know exactly what it is.
Yeah, probably. It's something that a young American boy, whether he's Jewish or not, and when he goes to school, he has to meet his comrades, he has to understand the whole mystique that surrounds certain aspects of life in America, and which is not devoid of prejudice, even.
I'm going in that direction myself, yeah, with my question, yes.
Yeah, well, that, yes. My mother was very clear about all these things. She explained about the degree to which I should think about this in my own life, for example, to which she knew it would never be a problem for me. I'm big, I'm strong, I don't let offenses go by easily. Not that I had many, but yes, I was aware of it, sure. Just as I was aware of other things that are more or less delicate territory, for example. Most of my schools, as is the case in English-speaking countries, particularly America and England, there's a certain religious wing over the school.
That's right.
Often Protestant, sometimes Episcopalian, sometimes Unitarian.
Right.
It's there more as a tradition than anything else.
I agree. I understand. Yeah.
And some of the most enjoyable stuff I did at the schools was singing in Handel's Messiah,
uh-huh,
or the B minor Mass, things like that. I greatly enjoyed this. I was paid also, but that wasn't my main object.
Yeah.
And I had a very high soprano voice, as a matter of fact. It suddenly one day changed. And that entailed a certain contact with Jewish culture, reading certain things that were suggested to us to better understand what the references are, what events occurred, what is the true meaning of certain biblical narratives. And my mother asked me if I wanted to go to Sunday school.
Interesting. Where would you have gone to Sunday school, though?
To the school that belonged to the church where I sang.
Okay.
Very liberal in the best sense of the term. Like a social student.
This is where, in Cambridge or? In Cambridge, okay.
In fact, I sang in that choir as a soloist, as a soprano, and then many years later as a bass.
Interesting.
In the same
there was a certain prejudice. So she asked. There was. When you first came to America, do you feel that your mother especially sensed a certain prejudice?
Yeah, of course.
Well, tell me about it, because you were older. You must have some recollection.
By then, yes. Oh, when I was in my early teens, in planning our cross-country drives, for example, when especially in the New Yorker, there were ads by more or less pretentious, not only bed and breakfast, but also just hotels. We were always both annoyed and amused by an ad that would say, churches
near churches, yeah.
Churches nearby.
Yeah. Boston Brahmins, yeah. You know, the Boston.
Brahmins.
Yeah. But the sense there is that it's not a milieu that welcomes Jews.
True.
You know, so I don't think your father made it up. It must have come from someplace.
No. There's undoubtedly that nuance often comes up.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And not just, it comes up in a number of his American works.
Even in, for that matter, even in my age group at school, somebody saying, your mother is a Jew.
How did you react?
It was not done in any greatly offensive style, but it was mentioned as if it were a negative point.
So did you fight? What did you do?
No, because he didn't say she's a Jewish pig, no, nothing like that. But that word sort of floated by. It wasn't strong enough and offensive. I fought on other occasions.
Right.
That wasn't one of them.
Right. Yeah. Interesting.
Correct.
Interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I know your father was an admirer of Israel. Very.
Yeah, oh, yes. He, in fact, had accepted an invitation to
go to Mishkanat Shalnani.
Yeah.
Right.
And he had to cancel it.
I know. The pity.
I did go. I sang. With great pleasure.
Yeah. You've been once?
I've been professionally once. They do a season of oratorios, not at all necessarily Jewish, but just oratorios of various faiths.
Mm-hmm.
I went to sing in the season of requiems that they did, which was by the maestro Aronovich. I don't know if you know that name, who was a wonderful conductor who had left Russia. I did the Dvorak Requiem.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it?
Yes. Are there recordings of your singing, by the way?
Yeah.
Are they available?
Some yes, some no. For your next visit, I'll try and prepare you.
I couldn't find anything, you know. I was Googling. I couldn't find any label that still had them in print.
The stuff that, one thing that came out immediately, as soon as it was possible, for copyright reasons, I began by winning a contest in Italy, as you know, where I and Pavarotti were the two winners. He among the tenors, I among the basses. And the prize for first place, which we shared, was a debut in La Bohème under Molinari Pradelli in 1960. That was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening for me. And you got two for one, more or less. I'm not saying by saying that his career was anything less than it was. It was immense. It was enormous. Not as bad as it used to be.
So what's on your docket? The letters and Mr. Morn?
On the docket is Mr. Morn, which I finished.
Okay, good. Congratulations.
And now we have still maybe one or two little details to discuss. I've sent it to payment.
Great.
And there is the letters which I've dealt with a large part of what was sent to me. There's still some more that old guys are sent to me.
That's right.
Quite a bit, in fact. Because first she goes through it with Brian, and then they send it to me for final corrections, if any. And then, what else is there? There's another play called Smerz. Are you familiar with it?
I've heard that there is such a play, but that's all I know.
Yeah. It's not known yet. And,
how much of the diaries is there still?
Of the diaries?
Yeah, of your father and your mother.
Well, I have all of my father's diaries.
Yeah.
A lot of it had been copied and suitably preserved. And I think that much of the important material has been used.
Yeah, so you don't think it merits publication?
That's still open. I don't really, I'm not quite sure how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Even more
terrible. Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the argument has spoiled some minds, and it fell on fertilized soil, I think, unfortunately. The argument being that this Russian writer of great talent marries a Jewish woman and somehow she does something to him.
No. I know that argument.
Oh, it's... yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. I would say the exact opposite is true. My mother did more for my father as a person and a writer than anyone else in the world could have.
Tranquil.